Welcome aboard Jet Setting with me. I'm Michelle Schwartz of Making Memories Travel, your luxury lovin', star chasin', extra AF host. Grab your boarding pass and your best carry-on bag and join me as we explore luxury travel for adults, the newest travel trend, set jetting, hacks to elevate your travel game, and places you can join me on my own wanderlust adventures. Fasten your seatbelt, friends, as we jet set into a panorama of breathtaking sights and exclusive journeys like never before. Cheers. Santé. L'chaim. I'm Michelle, the OG memory maker of Making Memories Travel. My love affair with travel started at the young age of 3 on a search for Little Red Riding Hood. More about that in a minute. I am a former Disney cast member, a charter member of the Wanderlust Society, and an A-plus television watcher. Seriously, if they gave out Oscars for watching television, I would win the gold statuette. Why does any of that matter to you? Because I'm going to be your extra AF guide as we talk about the new travel trend of set jetting, bougie travel around the world, offer up some travel hot takes, and have some of my extra AF friends for hot goss sessions. What is set jetting, you ask? I'm so glad that you did. Set jetting, or taking a location vacation, is the trend of traveling to destinations that were the filming locations of some of your favorite television or movies, like visiting the Shire and taking a guided tour of the Hobbiton in New Zealand. Yes, I have done that. But I'm adding a fun component to some of my set jetting trips, and I'm taking the storytellers of my favorite shows with me to spill the tea. And I want you to come along with me on my travels, both here on the podcast and IRL. I'm an only child, and lucky for me, it was less expensive when my parents were traveling to pile me in the way back of the family station wagon with my sleeping bag and a pillow than to send me off to camp. That's how it was that at the age of 3, instead of going to camp grandma and grandpa, I was riding on my dad's back while he, my mom, and some of their friends decided to backpack across the continental divide. Google what backpacks were like in the 70s and you'll find out they weren't exactly ergonomic, and neither was the toddler carrier that I was stuffed into. Can you say chafing? We had walked approximately 10 steps outside of the car on the way to the trail before my brilliant 3-year-old self said, "Why are we doing this?" Even at 3, I clearly understood there were better ways to travel than camping. One of the group answered, "We're going to see Little Red Riding Hood." Don't ever tell a 3-year-old something if it isn't really going to happen. I asked, "Where is Little Red Riding Hood?" every 3 minutes for 3 full days. Finally, a red poncho and a picnic basket on the person in the group with the long blonde hair had to be sent far enough away where I could see her running through the woods, but not close enough where anyone could actually get a photo. Yes, this is when photos were taken on film. Props to my parents for creativity. I tell that story a lot, and everyone always asks, "Do you remember it, or have you just heard it so many times that you think you remember it?" The answer is, I 100% remember it. It is one of my very first core memories, and I know in every fiber of my being, it is why I love creating travel memories. It is how I know that experiencing the world is my hashtag happy place, and it lowers my anxiety. That same core memory is also how I know me and camping were not meant to be. I am meant to stay at hotels with robes and freestanding soaking tubs and props if it has a spa attached to it as well. I am the only certified travel advisor who plans and does pretty much every vacation as Carrie Bradshaw and her chosen family of friends would. We're going to talk about solo trips, girlfriend getaways, and how traveling with other couples is where what happens on the ship stays on the ship. In future episodes, I will give you the 411 on all the best dining experiences, my favorite spa in the entire world, It's in the Caribbean. My favorite cruise line and my current favorite city in the world. It changes on the regular, but currently it's based on my tour of the filming locations of The Sound of Music. I'll introduce you to many of my fellow set jetters, jet setters, and storytellers. Okay, let's get this party started. Send me your questions and comments on my Instagram at Jet Setting with Michelle, and that is Michelle with one L. And don't forget to follow, listen, and share this podcast with others. It really helps for others to find out all about the excitement we're having. Until next time, bon voyage. And just like that, this episode is over. Thank you for joining me. If you've enjoyed today's episode, I would be thrilled if you would follow, like, and share this podcast with all of your like-minded wanderlusting friends and leave a review on Apple iTunes or whichever podcast platform you listen to.